The townships of Boucher and Crenay-Pré-Troyes have both experienced tragic events, and what's more, only 2 days apart. It is a sad memory for the local population, who have commemorated the event with different memorials.
It was the morning of the 24th of August, 1944. A group of resistance fighters decided to attack an approaching sidecar and truck of German soldiers. One of the German soldiers in the truck managed to escape and informed his superiors, who were based in the Troyes Secondary School. The reprisal was rapid. At around 11 a.m, 300 German soldiers turned out to take on 50 resistance fighters. The enemy infiltrated from every direction and took position. Given the numbers, the resistance fighters gave in. The battle lasted 30 minutes. The battle was over, but the massacre had just begun. A crazed massacre, killing men, women, and children. They burnt everything in their passage. 67 people were coldly executed and 50 homes destroyed in the fires.
Today, a lantern stands in commemoration of the 67 civil victims. The village had lived through other wars many years before, as it was also the stage for the Napoleon campaigns in 1814. At that time, the area was occupied by encampments for soldiers attacking the Prussian army a few kilometres away. Now, on a lighter subject, the village church, dedicated to the Assumption of Our Lady, was built in the 1850s. The neoclassical style is easily detected in the facade and the columns topped with Corinthian capitals.
Like Boucher, the name given to the Crenay population also has a pleasant, lively township where respect for the environment is a priority. The greater part of the town church, Saint-Aventin, was built in the 16th century. It has a number of elements on the historical monument list, such as the 16th century stained glass windows, the 18th and 19th century reliquaries, and a 19th century lectern adorned with an eagle. Next to the church, an obelisk pays tribute to soldiers lost in the 1870 Algerian and First and Second World Wars. Crenay-Pré-Troyes suffered greatly during the Second World War, commemorated by the war memorial in Allée des Martyrs. The sculpture of a shot resistance fighter stands on a pedestal, with the names of the martyrs engraved on a bronze plaque, and a tree was planted in memory of each victim. 2 days prior to the Boucher massacre, the 22nd of August 1944, at about 5 p.m, 49 prisoners were led from Troyes jail to a shooting range, where they were executed without trial by Gestapo SS.